Blog Talk Radio.
For y'all, Ghetto G, of course, uploaded a brand new Twisted New Nightmare mixtape,
and I uploaded The Wrong Side of Heaven, The Righteous Side of Hell from Five Finger Death Punch.
So, we got a shitload of new music just for y'all. But give us a minute to, you know, Raw's on. We gotta finish that. So let's go with Prostitute Killer.
Hi, I'm Chucky. You wanna play? haters, they can't handle this. Mr. Peterson, about to take your life like I'm both scandalous. With a circle like they opera. Man, you niggas copper, bruh. It ain't no getting away when I drop this atom bomb on top of ya. Wanna kill me, boy, what's stopping ya? Quit fucking with my mafia. I'ma drop a bomb on it ass like Reagan done Gaddafi. On your life, bitch, you gon' die. Fuck with me, better say goodbye. That prostitute thinks she gon' live on a creeper, man, that bitch a lie. Your niggas be bitches too, acting like your name was Boo. Running your mouth about me, dating the shit, and you can't fuck with you. With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. 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 When it's murder, blood will squirt out your head. It's water hose. Prostitute killer. Prostitute, we love to murder those. Pick them up, now I'm headed to an isolated destination. This raggedy bitch is about to take herself a long vacation. I'll take this 12 and fuck my dad. I got it open up. All I'm meaning is, bitch, I'm fiending. I see some blood and guts. I bust a nutty time. I'll break a bone inside your face. Serial killer, contemplate murder in any place. You face with death, not bitch, and bootlegs are hoes are a doom. Bitches of murder victims ain't from the walk in my room. Ho killer, my nigga, bitch, it's just a bloodbath. You should've known not to fuck with them killers off the ass. With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer, prostitute killer, prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer, prostitute killer, prostitute killer.
I take them with that Daisy. I post them like Bernard King. 33 up in my clip. Call that bitch Kenny King. Stun to get your mo green. One of y'all, I like mo green. Bitch, I need that mid screen. Talk to the 8 y'all 15. I started out in Maryfield. Fuck boy, he better not play. I bring them cakes. KKK, bar K's, a double case. Male gray, a 12 case. Just in case, just in case. SK on a nigga face so he don't testify today. Headshot, drinking on some purple pop. Red dot, some mouth shot. Top a door, little boat top. I'm smoking on some Kenya pop. 12 case, my Ronnie lot. Problem solved, I had to pop a mega fox. Call me for that Courtney Cox.
With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer.
And we're back. Now, let's see here. What do we want to play first? Five Finger Death Punch or Twisted? Ghetto G, what's going on, my nigga?
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. And my city's in fucking Maine.
What?
I said, we're here, but my CD is in Maine.
What the fuck is it doing in Maine?
Man, they went from fucking being in Michigan all the way to fucking being in Maine.
How's that work?
I have no clue.
So, they're gonna be there tomorrow?
And I'm hoping so, because fucking Maine.
Because fucking Maine. That's a great reason.
Yep. Hey, look, we got the 845. John Crazy Clown, no, we don't have any tiger for you.
No, fuck y'all, man.
You know what John Crazy Clown wants to hear? He wants to hear some new Twisted.
I want to hear some like Fuck the World or something. I'm in just that kind of fucking mood today.
Oh, you're getting some new Twisted. Deal with it.
All right, that sounds good. I'll deal with it for now.
For now.
Yeah.
I see. All I gotta do is find out how Ghetto G said to upload them.
Man, it's just the name of the track, man. Hit him with some Dime With Us. That's what he wants to hear.
After he put it up, it was just by the title of the track?
Yes.
And I have to go all the way up to the D's.
Yeah, you love the D.
Oh, that's Chris. Here we go, Down With Us.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. Whoa.
Temporary pain and everlasting images, just like tattoos that cover my appendages, practices and scrimmages, stay sharp. Lines and sentences that kill the man in the mirror, my own personal nemesis. Pen is out of ink and no paper, now that's a casualty. I spit dextrose, my mouth is full of cavities. Your mind are out of your league, you better call the cavalry. Terrestrial body falls toward the center of gravity, meaning you fall if you battle me too tight to rattle me. Throw your blood on the canvas and hang it in the gallery. Full of substance, so many empty like they calories. Allergic to fake bitches, the doctor called my allergies and pencil an appointment, accustomed to disappointment. We've been doing our own. Some new enjoyment, it's a brand new nightmare, bloody and unclear, to infinity and beyond, roll like Woody and Lightyear.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us.
You gotta put the eye on evil. Well, let me put a needle in your eye and call it a peacock until you mind it. I'm the sign they eat you. And I don't give a fuck if you come looking for peace, fan to me. We all beefing. In a pair of J's with a meat cleaver, quick to clear the block with a chop, call it the street sweeper. Fuck a cop, he just wanted to kill a creature who was fucking his daughter in a pair of some sweet sneakers. Tell me, who gives it how you want it when you need it, when the rest of them retreated, depleted, and then even turning their backs on the people who really need it? I'm just taking facts, you need to watch the shit you had on your back. And me and Jamie, we ain't a couple of hats roaming the industry looking for fat checks. We're the dopest of what we'd be, the wicked abstract, and we never going out like that.
Hell yeah!
They call us strange, they call us twisted, so we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us.
Ready, get your hands together, grab a chainsaw, axe, whatever, it's showtime. But I'm much worse than Dexter and Hannibal Lecter. Can you handle the pressure when you channel a pester? The evil professor, Lee, you're looking like the pastor Spencer, tied up in the room with a pentagram in the center. Evil looms like a number one contender. Say goodbye to your champ as I consume the pretender.
They want butcher knife axes and wicked shit. We got blood-soaked microphones and we won't quit. They want drugs, bitches in a scarlet crotch, and all of them are down with us.
Damn right.
We got the knife and love to you. They're bold, each and every one of you. You might even find a gun or two. Just know that we do it all for
you.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you
And we're back.
Yo.
That was pretty tight.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit, he likes something.
Ha ha ha. Nah, Tiger.
See that, man? We gotta keep bringing you some new wicked shit so you don't fall back into your mainstream ways.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying. That's as far as I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm looking a little pick up me on that night, huh?
No.
Yay. Yeah,
why would we do something like that?
Because there ain't nobody else in this bitch to pick on. You gotta pick on me.
I mean, you know, all we're saying is your choice for mainstream there could have been a little bit better. Like, you know, Eminem.
Uh-oh. You're gonna start a whole nother war.
But instead, you went for Tyga.
It could be worse. Yeah. He could have asked for some Lil Wayne.
No, whoa. Hold up, man. Never mind. I'm just gonna shut the fuck up. Let's hear something else. Never mind.
So I think I'm gonna be like mute today.
I'm gonna take mute spot today.
Speaking of the mute, why don't you get her to call in?
I'll three-way up on this bitch. Be like, yo, call in.
be like, look, huh? Now you have to be here.
Oh well, yeah.
I'm gonna text her.
Yeah, at least until, you know, he hangs up or something, then she goes with him.
Well, it's not like she's gonna say anything, but at least you'll have another caller, though.
Yeah.
Man, I swear, whenever these divas are training, man, they do a lot more wrestling there than their actual matches.
I take it you're watching Total Divas.
May as well. I mean, it's playing, so.
Oh, fuck.
Why the hell does John Cena get all the hot bitches?
Hell no.
Well, hell no. His wife was alright looking. Then he had that affair with the porn star. And she wasn't that bad looking.
And now he was a Bella twin.
Yeah, now he's with the Bella twin. They had a whole bunch of plastic surgery.
Yeah, and she has a camel toe.
Oh?
What did you just say?
I said, yeah, and she's got a camel toe, too.
Well, that's what happens when you wear really tight pants.
You must know all about those, don't you?
Yeah,
dude, Havoc watches that very closely.
Sure.
That's why
you just don't
want to
make your
camera. That's why he likes gymnastics so much, man.
Like, come on, man. Look at this. Fucking Daniel Bryan's walking a fucking ugly ass dog.
Yo, she says she's too busy.
Too busy. Ask her what she's doing. I bet you she says hanging with friends. Do it.
Yeah, I'm about to. What? What are you doing?
Yeah,
she always gives me the same answer. Every time.
Hell yeah. Or they'd be like, I'm doing dishes or some shit, some bullshit. Or watching a movie.
Get a bed. So guess who re-added me to Facebook?
John Crazy Cologne.
No, this bitch has been on my fucking shit for a while. He just doesn't talk.
Then who?
No.
Nicole Too Dope.
Well, there you go. You got some more big titties on your page.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, speaking of big titties, I remember my fucking ex fucked me over, and I put a picture of her titties on Facebook.
Man, see. I'm not the type of person, man. Otherwise, I'd have a whole lot of fucking pictures like that on the internet.
Oh, yeah. She cheated on me, so I was like, fuck you. I put your pictures on Facebook. She got all pissed off.
But speaking of people that aren't following me anymore, shout out to Chris for, you know, not following me on Instagram anymore as well as deleting me off of Facebook.
Oh, here we go. Oh, she can't tell me. She just said busy.
Wow, she said something different. Holy shit. Well, then, maybe she's getting lucky.
Fucking someone, but...
yeah, right.
Fucking someone?
That gotta be the answer.
And I wouldn't mind getting lucky with fucking Mama Bella.
No, because she's like... I was like, yo, come on, Ryder. Can't, I'm busy. What are you doing? Busy. Fucking someone?
I'm sure she's going to love that.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but get up, man. Did you see fucking the Bella Twins' mom? Damn.
Yeah. Well, you relaxed, man. I wasn't even paying attention.
Yo, their mom was good, too. That's a MILF right there.
Well, here we go.
There
we
go.
No, I thought that was her, but she, it's somebody else.
Whoop, there it is. Tell them to call in. Who is
it? It's my pain in the ass next door neighbor.
Well, we don't want your neighbor calling in. She's going to be pain in the ass. We already dealt with one of those. Damn,
Chris. Is it a dude or a chick?
No, it's a pain in the ass chick.
Pain in the ass chick. You know you want to hit it. Is she hot?
No, I'm good. She even if you put a flag in a bag and go for glory, it still ain't glorious.
He said she's fucking ugly.
She's just saying.
Now, my question is she cockeyed?
No, I sure hope not.
Is she what?
is she cockeyed?
What the fuck is that?
One eye looks straight and the other one's all running around everywhere else.
No, her eyes are straight. She just ain't the best looking in the world. I know I wouldn't tell that shit, even if I was fucking desperate. Fuck that. And she was she always talks about her fucking sex life. Like, I really want to fucking hear it.
Wow. Like, an ugly bitch talking about her sex life.
I didn't think
ugly bitches got fucking laid.
You said nan, and I was like, then why? She said, cause why you?
Wait, that didn't answer your question though.
I know she never wants to answer my fucking question. We'll say, why, you're hanging out with friends? Well, I should be like, yeah.
Nah, I think she's still trying to get money to buy a phone.
Oh, she asked you too?
No, I saw the status.
Oh, she wrote me today. She fucking randomly texted me today. She's like, yo, you got $20 you can Grammy or whatever? I'm like, nah, why? And then she never texted me.
Do you guys even live near each other?
Nah, she lives... I don't even know where the fuck she lives. I forgot. Oh, she can't even tell me why.
No. Funny thing is, she's asking him, but he's in New York. He's in Arizona.
Well, yeah,
I'll
that'll...
Yeah,
that won't
Arizona,
work.
Yeah.
Unless you're gonna wire her $20. There you go.
Fuck that.
Yeah, man.
You don't fucking MoneyGram or fucking Union Money or whatever the fuck that shit is.
I ain't got no fucking $20 in fucking rent for this money, you know? You fucking crazy. Shit. That's like two packs of cigarettes right there. You crazy?
You see how sad that is?
I'm sorry. I need my niggas in.
Two packs of cigarettes for $20.
Wait.
Dude, it's fucking expensive in New York, yo.
John, here's a question for you, man. Do you know if she can receive pictures?
Wait, what?
Can she receive pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what you do. Take a picture of
a
20.
And send it to her?
Yeah.
I would do that too, but my phone is a piece of shit and it's not letting me fucking send pictures.
But yeah, pretty much that's all you gotta do is fucking take a picture of 20 cents and yo, here you go, here's your 20.
So here you go. I sent you a 20.
That helps.
I'm gonna ask. See, she tells me why she needs a 20. So why?
Because I'll tell you this right now, yo. I did that same exact thing to my cousin. She fucking asked me for a 20, so I took a picture of the 20 I had one time, and again, there you go. There's a 20.
And then she came down the street and she whooped your ass.
She probably did too, boy.
I mean, they do live close.
Actually, nah, man. She called me up and started fucking busting, out laughing and shit.
She's always showing up at your house in the middle of the night anyway, so.
You fixed your car?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Oh, hell.
Who the fuck is that?
I hear you.
I don't know, but that chick's got fucking warm boy.
I hear forever.
Shit.
I don't know what she just said.
I should use $20 for a phone. $20 is fucking cheap,
yo.
What the fuck she got?
Man, I'm sure she has the rest of the money. She probably just needs the, another 20.
Well then, tell her to go down to the fucking corner and fucking sell herself.
Yeah, right. I think it's a fucking train.
Exactly. Run a fuck train.
Fucking trains are so annoying. They run all fucking day now. It's so annoying.
I think it's time the mama said knock you out.
My foot?
So, here we go. Five Finger Death Punch featuring fucking Tech 9.
Mama said knock you out.
Don't call it a comeback!
Oh, fuck, man. Fucking tired.
Wake the fuck up.
I'm trying to. Fucking lack of sleep and I'm fucking ditching them over here. Fucking the little shit is pissing me off for this.
I don't know, go take a fucking... I don't know.
This more easier right now.
He said Adderall.
I wish I had more fucking weed to smoke right now. This fucking smoke
right now. That's not gonna wake you up.
Yeah, this is gonna put you to sleep.
I know, I'm fucking tired.
We're gonna go to bed.
I'm waiting for my PMS next door neighbor to come home with, come home from her fucking boyfriend or fuck buddy, whatever the hell he is, with the fucking cigarette.
You gotta wait for her to come home for a cigarette.
Yeah, dude, she said her fucking little boyfriend or fucking fuck buddy, whatever the hell he is. And I told him to roll me a fucking couple of cigarettes. Not gonna let you see them.
Interesting.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, why don't you roll your own cigarettes?
Yeah.
If I don't have any fucking money until Saturday, I get paid every other Saturday. All flat, fucking broke, and no cigarettes.
So does that mean you're gonna buy the supplies to make your own cigarettes then?
Probably. Fuck, cheaper.
Yeah, right. You ain't gonna do that. You're just gonna buy a pack of cigarettes.
No, I'm still thinking about it, man. It's fucking cheaper. Nobody's gonna get hurt.
Oh, fuck you, just said, nigga?
What was he doing?
No, I was listening. To
the phone
what? Yeah, fuckers are boring, dude. You better talk to him. We need some more people. We need a mutant here or somebody to make fun of.
So bring out... tell one of your friends to call in.
Yeah. I ain't got much friends.
Marty, you suck.
Nobody likes me. Nobody likes me anymore.
Like, well, yeah. I feel the same way, but I could probably still find somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe because I curse up too much, because I don't give two shits about nobody.
Did you say you want Chris back?
No, what the fuck? No, nobody fucking cares anymore because I don't give two shits about nobody. Man, I fucking burnt my ankle the other day with a fucking cigarette shirt. I freaking...
Why?
No, because my fucking, my end of my cigarette fell off and I didn't realize it until my fucking knee was like on fire. I mean, my ankle.
Didn't realize until it was on fire.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking started to burn. It was fucking like made my fucking ankle, well, close to my ankle, fucking burn. Fucking hurt.
Jeez, you're boring the host with your story.
But whatever, yo. Fuck you. Yo, can you listen to some Fuck the World or something? Like, that's what I feel right now. It just, like, was not... You know, y'all, like, never liked my songs or request.
Yeah, we'll play that song for him this time because he actually requested something good.
Right, yeah, then. I'm fucked.
That's what I feel right now, just saying fuck the world.
He's upset that his neighbor's fucking somebody else. So, fuck the world.
Yeah.
No, not really. I got late last night. I don't give two shits about my neighbor. Yeah, some fucking random. No, for real, man. I got laid last night. Some random chick fucking, like, saw me and just fucking, we were talking and we started making out and then just fucking, we went for a walk and just won the fucking, like, sweet.
You took a walk? Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Full story, homie. Well, again.
Yeah. So the cool story, bro. On Facebook.
No.
You think Tiger's good, so I think you need to have your head examined.
I didn't play that song, yeah.
Yeah, again, I think you just need to have your head examined. Just like that song by him.
We'll need some more people in here. Well, I wish I could get fucking on Facebook on my phone.
Get Facebook on your phone?
No, my fucking straight talk blocked me from the fucking internet.
There's a text message.
Yep.
Only thing I can fucking do is text and talk. That's it.
That's what you do with a cell phone.
Yeah, but a lot of times you can go fucking on the internet.
Shit, the only thing I can do with my cell phone is go on the internet, and that's it.
I think it's funny how that dude fucking Kitchen's Cliff said if they could ask a question, but they never asked a question.
I know. I'm still waiting.
Waiting for what?
Waiting for the person to ask a question.
Who? Ask what question?
God damn it, John, not you.
Oh, okay.
You're... Dodd, I will ask you a question, and maybe you could answer it. If a chick has implants and you get her knocked up, will her tits still get bigger while preggo, or would they stay the same?
Now, who the fuck question is this for, me?
It's a question for you. No answer.
Yes.
I don't fucking know. I'm fucking half asleep. Any fucking questions, you know? What the fuck?
Come on, man. You can't ask him questions that he got to think on.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I guess, first quote. Man, I can't even say his name right anymore. Chris.
Chris, man. He's out of our lives. We're talking about him.
Okay, fine. So I guess you just grabbed a fucking question.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
We need to get Poopoo Ninja over here so we can keep putting him in the penalty box.
Poopoo Ninja, man. That dude died months ago.
Yeah. He's in the Marines now, bro.
I haven't heard that nigga in, like, Odie Law.
Well, yeah. Probably because of the fact he's... the Marines nowadays, apparently.
He's in the Marines? How the fuck did he just randomly get into the Marines?
Exactly.
I don't know, but go to his fucking page. It even says that he's fighting the Marines or something like that.
Because he was still in school, man. He had to finish school and all that shit. How the hell is he in the Marines already? He couldn't possibly be in there already.
That nigga is not no in the fucking Marines, you know? Bullshit.
Well, that's what he wanted to do, I think he said, or whatever, but there ain't no way he's in there this soon.
Actually,
it is possible because of the fact, while in the Marines, you could actually get your GED through the Marines, too.
Man, I highly doubt that's what he's doing.
What was his name again? David something? David Gregory?
Yeah. That's like people that got like a nickname and shit, and you can't ever remember what their real name is on Facebook. It's like shit.
Yeah. Here we go. March 25th. Marine Corps, here I come. I've done it. Yeah, yeah.
That should be interesting.
We got two ways to defend our country. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's what the world has come to.
Hell yeah. Juggalos in the fucking Marine Corps. What the fuck? Hell no.
Well, that's fine, but, Poopoo Ninja.
yeah, Poopoo Ninja. Like, other Juggalos, yo, but...
Yeah.
What the fuck is this world coming to?
Yeah, I can just see it now. Again, Poopoo Ninja is overseas. Fucking, he fires a missile. Oops, sorry, wrong way. Hits the fucking U.S.
Who the hell would give him a missile?
Who the fuck would give him a gun?
That too.
If the Marine Corps is smart, if the Marines are smart, they will put him on fucking kitchen duty. Make him a cook. He's a stoner.
He'll be like, dude. What else did he used to say? Oh, fuck
it. I think he used to say man a lot.
Yeah, man, this is awesome. That's what it'd probably be like. Man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Half the time, we couldn't understand what he said, though, so.
Like,
I forget why the fuck he got the word. How did he get the word proven? I know he said something about he was fucking high and drunk and he was trying to say something. What the fuck was it, though? I don't remember it.
He was trying to say purple, but he couldn't say it. He said poo poo.
Oh, purple. Purple ninja. It came out poo poo ninja. How the fuck you get it? Like, you're fucking high. How the fuck did you mess up purple?
Because we can't understand a word he said.
Yeah, I know. Besides, dude, that's awesome.
I mean, I'll be honest, even when he was sober and not high, you couldn't understand the thing he said. I think when he was high. Yeah, I think when he's high, that's when you understand him a little bit better, because you got to understand him. When he's sober,
yeah,
you're fucking a book.
You might as well just fucking start smoking and try to understand.
I mean, me, when I smoke, I'm giggly as a motherfucker. Like, I just start fucking laughing out of that stupid shit. Hey, Miranda Cosgrove! Something else comes out tomorrow, officially.
Not out yet.
Will you leave that fake juggalo alone?
And bitch, learn how to spell. Yep, she's definitely not the real Miranda Cosgrove. She was. She has to be. She didn't know how to fucking spell properly.
See, you were saying.
I can't fucking spell this, dude. My fucking way.
Okay, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Fuck you. That's coming. You in the room. We're trying to figure out what the fuck you were saying.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't fucking go on the text thing no more.
Text thing.
Nope. Nobody goes there.
Yeah. You don't even call the fuck in.
This bitch always tries to fucking turn shit around. She'll fucking, hold on.
I'm sorry, sir, we did not hold on.
Her fucking life's now worse than yours.
What?
You'd be like, you'll text this girl, I'm tired, and she'll be like, oh, well, I've been up since 5:30 and cranky and... You don't think I'm tired? Hey, what the fuck, yo? For real? Like, fuck you, bitch. Go fuck yourself.
Well, then stop texting her.
I am, yo. And then watch, after this I was done, I texted her, I was like, yeah, I had lack of sleep in my work all day. Now she's gonna make up something else, boss.
Be like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, man, she's fucking pissing. I've been sleeping since 6:30 p.m. So why the fuck are you tired if you've been sleeping since 6:30 p.m.?
Yeah, really.
So, then, how are you tired?
Do you always talk when you type?
Yeah. It helps me concentrate. Especially when I'm high, so, yeah.
Well, you know what?
There's always that factor.
Yeah, you know, I think he needs to get wasted.
Oh, man, it's a very long song.
No,
man,
you're
I was on drunk last night. I was drinking shots off this fine young candle. Motherfucker, that was me.
Monoxide! Oh, I'm gone, buddy. I mean that I can't even feel my lips like I'm rude. Funny wanna get me down, and I can't even take her home. Money going to my girl, keep blowing up my phone. I'll give a fuck though. Hand me the Dixie cup and a Red Bull, and I'ma mix it up with something special to make your head go. On a fucking jar of weed in my car. I be rolling it and smoking it till I'm up in the coma. And hopefully I control the speed. I'm swimming new and opening. Give a fuck about the way, cause I got to open the boat again. I'm on the potion fence. Please put all emotion in it. It's fucking with my focus in. I really need to see who the fuck it is I'm smoking with. She's asking me what I want to do and I'm hoping it. But I'm too dumb for this.
I didn't know that ain't wrong. Give me Molly and Balloon.
Get wasted, we can get. Get high, get drunk, get high, get drunk, get high, get wasted. Fuck, 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 get wasted. Bada bit of Tangerine, bit of Adelaide, put it in the cup and the fill it to the brim. Bottom to the sky, then I do it all again. Trick a champion, tell me who what I can see, cause I showed up drunk. Got a wet bar in the back of my trunk.
Crown Port, crystal hair, Seagram's gin, Boone's Farm, cold gun.
Get your cup and shut the fuck, we bout to party up and sip and chug and drink until somebody pass out or throw up. Bubble guts, I'm finna spew. How many drinks you had tonight? Bartender said that 32 will slur your speech and blur your sight. 36, I have you super pissing, looking for a fighting 50 lead. You're holding the toilet, puking for dear life. I grip the grass on my ass, don't fall off the fucking planet. I'm drunk as ever, was drunk plastic, bitch don't understand it. I can't stand it, stand up, bout to piss, I'm pissy drunk. Pull the rest of my liquor up in the 20 sippy cups. Sip it slow and finish up, ain't no quitter, listen up. Party pause, but it's back on the very second I wake up.
I didn't know that ain't wrong.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of all them on red.
Like it is in a clear shit.
Come with us and I get our dress. See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our dress. See how wasted we can get.
Still higher than fuck. Man, I must have went to sleep with a hell of a buzz. Get twisted with twisted. It was ridiculous. Went to sleep with a thick bitch. Woke up with syphilis. Nasty in every sense of the word. Walking in the Waffle House about as high as a bird. But back up off me, cause I might puke. And there ain't no telling what I might do. I'm just like you. You're just like me. Is he on some kind of pee? I just might be. The room's spinning. I think it's time to go. Give me a couple seconds and I might blow.
I'm eating Jerry Bears until I'm barely there. Trip my nuts off. Landed in some chick's derriere. Me and my hash rig make a scary pair. Stabbing globs on the skillet. Got these fairies scared. Yeah, I'm purple hash. Wasted meth this junkie hoe. Katrina left the party at her man's. She got drunk and stole the Beamer. I looked her in the eyes, said get comfy, hold the wiener. Then we slid through the hood, vaping, bumping funky cold Medina. Jax, bitch.
And it don't stop. Yeah.
I didn't know that ain't drunk.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of all them on rips.
Like it isn't a clip shit.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Jugs of that crown, guns of that down. What's the runner up? Well, I'm choking on that now. Tell by the feeling in my stomach, any little more something, I'll be slumping, I'll be hugging on that ground.
LA.
Yeah, and you can tell that I'm stumbling, I know how to act now. Had a few too many, bugging to act out, drunk off my ass, like I ain't fucking sat down. That blurred vision, I'm on one and I'm lifted. Hit the dank mix with that drink like Mad Mono, I'm twisted. And I'm gone, not contemplating one conversation. Had too much drink, fuck on my face, I'm wasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, blaze your dead, homie.
We're wasted, tipsy and wasted. Bitch, pop a molly and get naked. You can be my guest on the special. We on a DMT with an alien. Let's get drunk, see double. Talk a little shit, I wanna start a lot of trouble. Burn trees, indeed, I speed. Wanna see everybody turning green.
I didn't
Yeah, that's definitely an insanely long track, though. But it's dope, though.
Yeah. Close to 10 minutes long.
Hell yeah, y'all made fun of my fucking song every cut. It's fucking longer than my damn song.
Yeah, but see, your song has no meaning to be played here.
Yeah.
That's just something you don't play on the radio.
Yeah. Don't play Tiger up on here. Fuck out of her.
God, no. That's not even what he's talking about.
You don't play fucking Chopped Up Slide up on the radio either.
There we go. Now he understands.
Take him a minute. We gotta forget him. Take him a minute.
Yeah.
It's all good.
You gotta excuse him. He's pretty slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want fucking 5,000 points on GameStop, motherfucker.
I got 500 just for signing up.
But I don't know what the fuck I have.
But yeah, as for this show, man, there's really no point for this damn show, though.
What, Total Divas?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree, but, I think the only reason I like it is because of the fact you get to see fucking JoJo and fucking Eva Marie more.
Well, Eva Marie's hot, but the other chicks,
There we go. I've got 1,429 points.
Oh, shit.
Now, what exactly do you use these points for?
Rewards.
Like what?
The table time rewards you get. Well, it depends on, like, you know, how many points you got and shit like that. Like, you've got, like, fucking 0 to 5,000 points you can get, fucking, for, like, 4,999, or, Harry Potter Dumbledore's Army t-shirt, a My Little Pony Pink Pie bracelet, NBA mini...
Did you say a pink bracelet?
I think so.
Yes, a My Little Pony Pinky Pie bracelet.
Who the fuck would want that?
Christmas, that bad.
This shit is supposed to be for gamers. That's, what is that?
No, that's why he said it, because he wants it.
I can't even believe that's an option. But anyway.
Let's see. NBA mini fathead sticker. Skylanders.
Did you say Highlander? What did you say?
Highlander.
Is there anything worthwhile to use points for?
My Little Pony bracelet. I'm sorry.
Man, let's thank God I got this card. Thank God I got this card for free.
Well, if you get 15,000 points, you get a coupon for $20 off any one pre-owned game.
All right, here's a better question. How do you get points?
You get points by selling and trading games, buying games.
Well, I got 250 points by listing games that I had.
that's another way to get it.
Oh, shit, Ghetto G's close to the fucking My Little Pony bracelet.
Oh, man, I can get that? For real?
Yeah, no.
how many more points do I need? No, for real, how many points?
For that, I'll come back to it in a bit. I'm back at the beginning of all these.
It probably won't even fit my wrist and shit.
Let's see here, man. Like, if you get like a 4,000 points, you get like $5 off any in stock pre-owned game. You get like fucking $10 off for 8,000 points, 7,500 points, $10 off. $10 off.
You didn't answer my question yet.
Hold on, I'm getting back to it. I'll let you know.
It was like one of the first items listed. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but then I went to the entire fucking list here.
Hell no.
John wants one too. So we'll get him.
Well, of course he would. I get.
No, if I got one of those OTs, it didn't fucking burn.
What? It would burn?
See, the shit's fucking flammable. That's what I would do to that fucking thing.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Oh, it is plastic. Got fucking rubber. So, yeah. Trying to be flammable.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I know you're going to put us to sleep trying to find this damn thing again.
I know, right?
Okay, here we go. 4,920 points.
Damn.
Oh, fuck.
That's a lot of points, man. I'll never get that.
What's the cheapest thing you can get? Is that thing?
No, the cheapest thing you can get is $10 off of $39.99 or more purchase with 1-800-Flowers.
What?
Wow.
The hell? What?
Wow.
If you have 1,500 points, you get $10 off $39.99 or more purchase with 1-800-Flowers.
What the fuck is that? Who the fuck wants to buy flowers?
I don't know.
And this is for what? PlayStation? PlayStation 3?
No, this is for GameStop, the gaming store.
Wow.
And they got prizes such as flowers.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony pink bracelets.
Let's see here. You also, if you got like 19,980 points, you get a Aliens Xenomorph Warrior 7-inch figure.
Well, that's
oh, wow. You probably buy that same action figure better. for like $15 somewhere.
What can Ghetto G get with 200? Nothing.
No, I have to have at least. I need at least 1,000. It looks like.
You have to get flowers.
Yeah, get some flowers. Like, really? I got all these points, and that's all I can get?
All this bullshit I can get, I mean, shit. Get, like, a fucking Batman apron for $14,000.
Oh, damn. I didn't know Natalia looked that good, like, naked.
Let's see. You got to get a Batman costume hoodie for $34,000.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, the Usos breaking shit.
Yep. Let's see what else we can get. Let's go find something that would be of use to get with you.
Nothing. They give you, like, money or anything?
Oh, but like, so you get, if you get a 7,200, once you get a Boondock Saints can cooler, or 7,240 points for a Boondock Saints shot glass.
A can cooler.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Wait, Ian Bear, just to get OG. If you get 420 points, you can get a Call of Duty Black Ops 2 poster.
Yes! No.
Or if you have like 5,000 points, you get a disturbing lack of milk bib.
A bib.
Hey, well, at least you can sleep on it.
Just like a sleep.
Wait, does that come with a mattress or no?
He said bib. Like, you know, like babies
wear.
Oh, a wearing...
bib. I thought he said bed. I'm fine.
Yes, the bib comes with a mattress, yes.
Oh, fuck you. I thought he meant a fucking bed. Fuck y'all, man. This shit's fucking wearing off, man.
Man, these prizes and rewards are just terrible.
What is a lot
oh
more?
Oh, my God, it's my neighbor.
What about, Ghetto. If you got 1,000 points, you can get a game protection guarantee for $10 to $24.99 of game. So, there you go.
Oh, shit. That's like what? One game?
I mean, that's wonderful, but like all the games I own are pretty much pre-owned. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would work on pre-owned games too.
Even though there's already like a, what is it, like 14-day return policy or something like it.
Here you go, Ghetto. If you have like 12,500 points, you can get a $10 gift card of your choice.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, shit.
That's almost as exciting 30... whenever I got $3 for a game I traded in.
Let's see, for $32,000, you get a $25 gift card of choice.
Like the one game I bought from GameStop, I just traded in the other day to the same GameStop. And they gave me half what I paid for.
Why didn't you just bring the fucking receipt?
Because I bought it back in, like, December.
Oh. You don't remember that shit.
Well, I'm sure they can read a receipt, though.
Yeah, but if you don't have the receipt, then...
Well, then I can't return it, dumbass.
Oh. I haven't still, man. You store credit.
You can't return something to a store if you don't have a receipt.
No, that's called store credit. Cool.
What store credit? What the hell are you talking about?
The fucking game stuff. You bring a fucking game in or something, that's called consent. You get store credit. Credit towards another fucking game or something.
Man, I thought you were talking about the game I said I bought there.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
You're as slow as fucking Chris over there. Jesus Christ.
You just need to get your shit together, and that's Havoc.
Whatever.
Man, I don't know. The Mokoka kid, I can't remember my own name, but the fuck.
You know what? Fuck y'all. No, I come on to help y'all out. I don't even have to come on this bitch.
Hey, we're not forcing you to stay.
Yeah, exactly. How are you helping us out? It's just you. We ain't got no other callers.
Well, at least I'm helping.
And what are you doing?
Y'all get paid for this shit or no?
How are you helping us whenever Havoc's paying for this radio show and nobody's here? So how are you helping?
I don't fucking know. All right, fuck you. I'm not saying another word from now on.
So if you bring one person in, then you would
I'm not talking no more.
Let's see, Ghetto. If you get 38,500 points, you get one free PSP Turtle Beach headset.
Yeah, headset, because I talked to so many people. Do you remember filling out the information for that card they're talking about? Percentage of games you play by yourself, or you play with other people, or you play this game with children. What the fuck?
Well, here you go, Ghetto.
Playing video games with a kid for what
the hell? Well, here you go, man. 7,940 points to get a Portal 2 Companion Cube women's brief.
Did you just say I can get women's underwear?
Yes.
Really? That's an option too?
Yes, it is.
Get a baby bib, some women's underwear, some flowers, or a pink bracelet.
Oh, wait, here we go.
This is terrible.
Here we go. For 10,240 points, you can get a Ren and Stimpy space wallet.
A fucking wallet?
Yep.
I can probably find that wallet on eBay.
Let's see. For 11,200, you get a Simpsons Homer head mug.
Man, this is ridiculous.
Rest of all like cat jewelry.
Man, I think I can get better prizes at Dave and Buster's.
There you go. For 44,500 points, you get a Sony PS3 DualShock 3 wireless controller.
Now, see, that could be helpful because those things are like $60.
Let's see. 6,420 points, you can get a South Park RPG poster.
That's great.
For 13,490 points, you get a Star Wars Chewbacca backpack clip-on.
You want that, don't you, Havoc? I know you do.
Let's see. For 34,520, you get a Star Trek TOS phaser.
Ain't nobody want that shit. Unless it's a real phaser, like...
18,880 points, you get a Star Wars Death Star bottle opener.
A fucking bottle opener.
Yep.
That's too many points to get a fucking bottle opener.
Let's see what else in my head you can get here. A Superman Man of Steel buckle.
If I wanted a belt buckle, I would have bought the Freak Show one at like Spencer's for like $20.
See, more women's underwear.
I don't understand why they have women's underwear. Like, why is that option for guys?
Let's see. For 34,640 points, you get a Wolverine costume hoodie.
A what?
Wolverine costume hoodie.
Costume hoodie.
Yep.
Probably don't have my size.
Let's see. For 21,240 points, you get an Xbox 360 Afterglow controller.
And for 30,000 points, you can get this pretzel hot dog from Sonic's.
There we
right.
go.
That'd be a nice prize, though.
Here's something that even Gail G would love to have. For 8,950 points, you get zombie dice.
Zombie dice. All right, I'll get a pair of those and a pair of ladies' panties.
There you go, and you know if you ever meet fucking Selena Gomez, you can have her autograph him for you.
That would just be an awkward situation.
Hey, what do you know? John Crazy Clown left us.
I see how it is, John. You just want to go get that pink bracelet. And fuck your ugly neighbor.
Let's see. Zombie Dice is a very simple dice game for two or more players. You play as a zombie who is on the hunt for brains. Each turn you run,
Each turn, you will randomly select three dice, the can, and roll and see how many zombie fared. Each die has three possible symbols. A footstep, that means your victim ran away. The die can be re-rolled. Brain, which is worth a point. Or a blast symbol, which means your zombie took it in the face.
Yahtzee.
die with, let's see, die with brains in a shotgun blast are set aside, and players can then draw back up to three dice to keep rolling if they want to try for more. Be careful though, once you get three shotgun blasts, you're toast and you lose your brains for that turn. You can also cash out your brains anytime and play it safe. There are three dice colors, each of which represents the difficulty of the human you've encountered. The winner is the first player to 13 brains in our game. Usually takes 15 to 30 minutes to play.
Yeah, that's wonderful. But the strip club over here, whatever guy, what's her name? Gina Michaels and Sophie D coming to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bringing the porn stars in.
The one we have here, we're bringing the porn stars.
Speaking of which, just not too long ago, a place over there by where you're at had a Lexus, Texas.
What place?
Oh, fucking forget the name of it. Here, I'll Google it.
Alon's?
I don't know. I gotta Google it. The fuck?
I just laid down.
Fucking weirdo.
I want to get back up again.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Stalker bitch, just leave me alone. I want to fuck you with
apparently she was in Bridgeport.
Yeah, that's like 30 minutes away from me.
Mystique, I guess that's how it is.
Yeah, I think that's about 30, like an hour away from me.
Hell, man, you could have went there and see fucking Alexis Texas get naked, man. Hell, that's fucking awesome.
Now, I'll go there as long as I can connect her and bring her back home with me.
Hell, man, she got a big fat ass for a white girl, so. Hell yeah. She was here at one point in time, too. And the strip club that's over here, whatever, is only like 15 minutes away.
Damn.
Well, this is exactly how we know fucking Miranda Cosgrove is a fake juggler, because she has to post the fucking shit from Wikipedia on the Facebook.
Fucking dumbass.
Well, I mean, that's the only way that she gave me to spell things correctly.
Well, that girl got out the shower smelling like coconut. I'll go back in the shower and take another shower because I don't want to smell like coconuts.
Sure you do.
So why can't this bitch ever find a dude or whatever, man? Like, what the fuck is... What does she do?
Yo, Crystal?
No, Delina, man. She's, still don't have a fucking boyfriend. What the fuck, man? What does she do that she doesn't have one?
I don't know.
Yeah. always bitching about people blocking her, how she said. Like, fat girl's got more men than her, and I don't understand.
Yeah, no worries.
At least she looks good.
Man, go figure. I get blocked and a fucking really hot-ass chick as she comes in the fucking singles, doubles, and doubles. The fuck?
You got blocked again. What'd you get blocked for this time?
For adding people I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happens when you add juggalos.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks because they got this one chick up in there, Morgan something. And she, Morgan Nabes? Nabes?
Her name is Nads. Is that what you just said?
Well, I can't say Nabes. I don't know how to pronounce her name. But, yeah, this shit looks really good.
Let's see this girl that Havoc's stalking now. She doesn't look that great.
That looks better than half the chicks in there.
Man, she looks like a fucking Queen Dizzy bitch from back in the day.
Maybe it is her.
I sure hope not. I'll fucking kill that bitch. She was annoying as fuck. But she has some big titties, though. I don't think it's the same person, though.
Tiffany, what? You got some fucking nice titties. Again, popping this punch. Some of that's actually getting good.
Does this really say just give my babe a bath?
Oh, fuck!
Is she really bathing her boyfriend?
The fuck?
I don't get it.
That's just creepy.
Or maybe she just can't spell and it's supposed to be baby.
Man, let's hope it's that one.
I mean, there's 5 likes on this. And nobody questioned it.
Let's go with Jimmy Josta.
Who?
Jimmy Josta.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, Hatebreed. So this is 5-Finger Death Punch featuring Jimmy Josta. Funny though is this entire album is actually 11 tracks plus 3 bonus tracks. But here we go. Dot your eyes.
Don't That's actually the second version of that track.
But speaking of weird things, I just found out that the one girl that's now a part of the True Blood show is the girl that was Michelle's best friend on Full House.
Oh, fuck. Damn.
Yeah, I would have never known that.
I don't think anybody would.
You remember that little black girl?
Yeah, Denise or something like that.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's her now. I would have never known. Now she's having sex with a shifter.
They grow up so fast.
Yeah. Like Rudy off the Cosby Show. Like, she grew up to be real hot.
Yeah, she did.
But as for the Olsen twins, that's a whole other story.
Oh, they can do without the anorexia.
I mean, they're all right. They got nice titties and whatnot, but, like, the one's too heavy into drugs, and the other one nobody really cares about.
Well, yeah, it's too heavy and fucking making herself puke. And I do miss fucking watching Full House, though.
Man, it's still on. You can watch reruns of it. pretty much every day.
My question is, what the hell would they ever do if they ever decided to do a fucking reunion of fucking Full House?
Well, we got Bob Saget that has been on a bunch of drugs and shit. And then you got Mary Kate on a bunch of drugs. As for, like, the rest of the people, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. But I can just see it now. Fucking Michelle Tanner fucking smoking a fucking blunt.
You got it, dude.
Yeah, smoking a blunt with her dad. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Shit, yo, fucking Jody Sweetin got in sex here now.
Who?
The one that played Stephanie. And she looks good. She got some big old titties.
She had big titties years ago.
Yeah, but they're bigger now. Because she had two kids.
Damn.
I'm gonna guess and say whoever got her pregnant only got her pregnant just that way she got bigger boobs.
Yeah, that's why.
But man, yo, I'm gonna be honest. Yo, do you remember that show Pants Off, Dance Off they used to have on Fuse?
No.
Yeah, well, she was the host of that, and
man, every single time I was just fucking praying for her to fucking start fucking taking her fucking shit off.
Did you just say you were praying?
That she would take her shit off? Yes.
I was a little lost on why you said you were praying.
Well, I am after all the blood preacher. So I must... So I must pray for the unholy.
The unholy. They're not unholy. What the fuck are you talking about?
But she's unholy now. What the fuck are you talking about?
And why is she unholy? Because she got big boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a former druggie, too.
Damn people.
See if it says right here. In 2009, Sweetin wrote a memoir called Unsweetened, which chronicles her downward spiral of alcohol and drug abuse.
Of course.
Apparently she got sober after from a 2-day bender of methamphetamine, cocaine, and ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
Let's find out about EJ Tanner. Let's see how unholy she's been.
That was like Jesse off of Saved by the Bell. Her next movie was her as a stripper. Well, hey. Showgirl.
And then, of course, you got fucking Selena Gomez, the newest of the unholy.
Then you got Miley Cyrus, obsessed with twerking. even though she can barely do it and she has no ass.
Maybe she's better off just shaking her tit.
I'm just saying, man, she went from Hannah Montana to a video with her being slutty with a room full of black guys.
True. That's damn true.
How's that one song go that she sings? I can't be tamed or some shit.
Yep. Here we go. Candace Helene Cameron, a.k.a. DJ from Full House. 37 with three kids.
37 with three kids.
Yeah, I mean, her tits didn't really get all that big. Oh, yeah, apparently Avril Lavigne has fucking implants.
After all that shit she said about all these girls, unless she goes and gets fake boobs.
Yeah, but they look nice, though, so can't complain.
I mean, she did happen to get a little hotter than when she was first out.
I mean, you know, even when she was first out, I mean, she looked sexy as all fuck.
Nah, not so much.
Yeah, I don't fucked her.
And we're back to that.
That's so Raven.
Yeah, she lost a whole bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Like, just a lot.
Raven Simone. A.K.A. Rudy. My bad, a.k.a. Olivia.
Go figure, you know, the last fucking thing, like the last thing that she did back in, it was in 2011, was RuPaul's Drag You.
What?
Apparently she was a part of RuPaul's show, Drag You.
Who?
Fucking Raven. I always knew she was a guy in disguise.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Apparently now she's on a Broadway and shit. Part of the whole sister act then.
Sister act?
Yeah.
As in, like, the movie?
Yeah, they turned it into a fucking Broadway performance.
Interesting.
Yep. Apparently, she was also part of American Dad.
And whose voice did she do?
Katie slash the wife.
So she was the stupid wife.
Yep.
She plays a white cartoon character. I love that.
Yep.
They should have put her on the Cleveland show.
Yeah, but I think they wanted her to be white instead.
They wanted her to be white.
Now let's see about fucking Kimmy Gibbler. Oh, there's no pictures of her. Oh, well.
It's probably ugly, that's why.
I'll be back in the show, too. Which explains why nobody wanted her out in the house.
Well, and for the fact that she was weird and she smelled.
And she was annoying.
Yeah.
She would have been perfect for Thou, who's not been, Thou who should not be named.
Yeah, he would have loved her.
Yeah. And more likely that bitch probably has fucking herpes by now, too.
He would have loved her via text message.
Look at the goddamn fucking track listing. I still can't believe my shit's all the way up in Maine. What the fuck is going up in Maine?
Play, The Deep End.
Alright. Exactly how many fucking tracks is fucking recognized going to be a part of?
Even though he was part of that team backpack cipher thing that they did the other day, and he fucked that all up, and it was absolutely terrible.
Not surprised.
Because apparently I didn't know that they actually wrote verses for that shit, right? I just thought it was supposed to be a freestyle. But apparently you're supposed to write verses, and he failed. So his was really a freestyle, and it was bad.
Damn. All right, well, here we go. Twisted, did you recognize? And some other dude nobody knows who the fuck he is. This like, is the Deep End.
In the bottomless pit of my soul, becoming half of the better damaged portion of what's whole. Some call it sick, deranged, insane, and sometimes I prefer it rather than just to be labeled as plain or played like some disfigured chess piece in life's corrupted game. Feel the sorrow, life reaching souls, accepting it and still wanting to grow or just let go. But the grips from the fingertips of insanity's overbearing hold feels airtight. If I need the jaws of life to come and cut me out the darkness in an effort to shed light on the subject to the public, the world can live without me. Still feel blessed inside to speak my mind and hoping they never doubt me. And through death, hoping they remember and never ever will they ever forget about me. And if I'm resurrected, second coming, a second life, second chance to know about me. The sight beyond sight, close your eyes and still see.
As a rusty little robot, then I prefer to be shy. Induce me with the pain, shoot venom in my veins. Cause you don't know my story. No, you don't know my story. It's really nothing for me. So leave me in this quarry.
frame of mind, and I wish my indiscretions had a warning sign. But I get by, and that's a lie, but I gotta refuse to let them know that on the line in which I ride, I choose to break away. Wanna bring it back to what you take from me, even if it means I gotta go to war with everyone who wanted to end my little bit of everything. Guess I'm too mad and too sad to say it. I was born in a city, but now I'm living in a confused state that's full of decay like a toothache. They tried to pull me out, but it was too late. Now I'm a product of a brand new hate. I'd rather die than be what you say. Living a lie to let the truth hang. Individualize me like a new gang. While the rest of y'all just sit there and get played.
If I was just the same as a rusty little robot, then I prefer to be shot. Induce me with the pain. Shoot venom in my veins. Cause you don't know my story. No, you don't know my story. It's really nothing for me. So leave me in this quarry.
I put this knife to my Adam's apple and started backwards, countdown from 10. I'm a tattered rascal, fleeting from the lines, an acid jackal, shackles all on my palms, because psychedelic trips gone bad.
Indeed.
Recollections of my pissed off dad, sitting in the Pathfinder, and I still ain't found shit, but oh, silhouetted pictures of me with my wrist cut, and I wish you well. Hell, I was bullied by the Minotaur. School with a crew, with a schoolie inside a rental car. You don't learn from God inside a seminar. But you hear about the devil air, which way you turn. Perhaps we were made to burn in hellfire. And I desire to be stronger. But the songs that I sing go ever somber in this life of mine. Memoirs of the suicidal. I guess my father is my truest idol. Gone, gone,
gone. If I was just as a rusty little robot, then I prefer to be shy. Induce me with the pain. Shoot venom in my veins. Cause you don't know my story. No, you don't know my story. It's really nothing for me. So leave me in this quarry.
And we're back.
So, did you know that them girls up that fucking page we were talking about the other day, you're fucking gay?
Oh, which one?
Raven and,
Oh, fuck.
Lisa or some shit.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, apparently they're gay together.
Well, we learn something new every day.
Well, I only know that because the one accepted my friend request, that's where Raven did not. But now it makes sense.
Maybe it was Alicia that fucking said no to me.
What do you mean said no to you?
I think when I added her, now all of a sudden I'm blocked for 30 days.
Well, I added Raven, but she didn't accept. And I'm not blocked.
But now that I've read this shit, man, I wonder if the rest of them are gay. Well, the one's definitely not, because she got a boyfriend.
Yep.
But that raised questions about the rest of them.
Who knows?
But I like how they always, they're talking about, you know, they love each other and shit, and then all that's on the fucking status is comments from dudes. Like, really?
Well, Razorblade's not gay, she's got a boyfriend.
What about that Wicked Sweet?
She's not gay, I don't think, anyways.
See, you don't know.
Let's go find out.
Well, these people say that they're bi, but they're fucking gay.
Apparently, nope, she's not gay because she's engaged to someone named Fallen.
All right, well, 3 out of 5. So that's good. So which one of them runs that page?
That would be Raven.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. Lisa, baby Owen.
Yeah. She's the lesbian.
Yep. I would love to be a fucking fly.
You'd like to be a what?
A fly on that wall. Yeah, she didn't accept my friend request.
See that? One didn't accept me, one didn't accept you. I'm surprised any of them accept our friend request.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, once I'm unblocked, I'm going to try again.
And then when you feel blocked again.
Probably.
I think sometime soon I should be unblocked. It's been a long time.
Raylet something.
What?
I had this chick named Raylet Smith.
Okay.
That was good. I don't think she's a part of the fucking model thing there, but oh well.
Thank you.
Let's find out if she's gay or not.
Nope.
Unfortunately. This bitch makes absolutely no sense. Apparently she's 16, but that could be wrong. Hear that? She just doesn't bother to fuck to fucking change her goddamn fucking stat or about me.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping it is.
Oh, I mean, her fucking relationship thing says single, but then it goes about Raylette. It says, I love my boyfriend to death. When I am 16, I am hoping to leave my parents' house. I have two best friends that I also love to death.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know if she's actually 16 or older than that by now, or what the fuck she is. This chick got some big old titties, so I'm gonna add her to the group.
This chick looks alright, I'm gonna add her. See if she'll add me. Find out if she's real or not.
Or a lesbian.
Or a lesbian.
I'm not titties. Unfortunately, I can't add her.
Oh, darn.
I want more fucking titties added to my goddamn fucking page.
You're gonna have to wait a month.
God damn it. Well, that's bad. Because I'm supposed to remind Flaw about their interview.
Gonna be a nude model on there now.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
That chick's really far behind. She just found out that Surge was on the Technonome.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck, man? Where the hell you been at? Who the hell is this Jade Fox?
I don't know.
She's on every one of their fucking pages.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Fucking guy on every fucking page.
Yes, room.
I'll always help you. I've already seen you naked.
Ha ha ha. Boing!
Why the hell did all of us get us to talk to him?
I may not be able to add you, but I'll stalk you.
I'm gonna stalk you till I find you. Turn around and be right behind you.
There, now I'm officially following Jade Fox.
So who the fuck is she?
I don't know, but she looks kind of good.
She looks kind of good.
Yep.
That's not a very promising thing.
Be the sound that my fucking iPod makes whenever someone sends me a message up on there.
Okay then.
I don't know why it makes that noise. I don't know how to change it. Okay, there we go. X tone. Yeah, just put a spell on you. On my fucking phone. We'll go with that one. The fuck is my tweet for? Tweet what? The fuck you want me to tweet, bitch?
Michigan. Looking good, low, that likes to text.
Oh, bitch, you might want to actually learn how to text yourself first.
What the hell, man? Is that a leprechaun looking for somebody?
Maybe. She won't find the look of the Irish here. Flyer done.
Who?
This look.
For what?
Well, apparently she was gonna make a flyer for when, you know, for Thursdays for when she, you know, when she goes with us.
Well, it's already Tuesday.
Yeah.
What is she gonna do? Is she gonna have it done Thursday?
That won't hurt, probably.
Like, well, yeah, that'd be it.
Yep. Hopefully she remembers.
If not, oh well.
If not, we'll find somebody else.
Oh yeah, like who?
I don't know. Maybe Christy Bacon.
Did no.
Join your host, Tavin, co-host, Gelgi, another co-host, Crispy Bacon. I might add Crispy Bacon.
Yeah, co-host Crispy Bacon.
I think it's funny how fucking that day Kiss the fucking post and Kiss it back co-hosting on Juggalo Ride Radio. What do y'all think? Would you tune in and she only had about, what, getting 9, 10, 11 likes? No comments.
Bam. Even Kissa gets nothing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't even get a bunch of hate on that or anything.
Well, probably get some from that then. Then we post up. Just kiss it back on Juggalo Ride Radio. You probably got a lot of people fucking talking shit up on that one.
Yeah, right. Dude, I said hi in the fucking like page, and nobody gave a shit about that. And more people unliked it. Like, what the fuck? Every time you say something in that group, man, somebody always leaves.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's bullshit. But then later on in the day or whatever, somebody else will like the page and it'll be back to what it was.
Yep, and then somebody will fucking remove us again because we talk.
Yeah, every time I post something, somebody's gone, but then the next day, boom, there are people are right back. It's annoying. It's not even like I post anything that offends people. You know what I mean? Maybe I should start posting things that offend people. Hello?
I'm here.
Get all fucking quiet.
Yeah. I don't like the page because you started talking.
You unliked what page? This is a telephone.
Exactly.
Exactly nothing.
Well, this chick again. Jen Hitagaya Foley. Added me, she's single, but unfortunately, she's a lesbian.
And has a very strange name.
Not really.
Yes, really.
Actually, Hitagaya is actually the name of a character from Bleach.
Oh, this is where we end the conversation. Pretend you're putting bleach on this and remove the phone from your ear. Goodbye.